from the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
A Barack Obama's Dismantling Hope and Change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh. Well, I'm so grateful to have you here. Thanks for joining us for hour number two. If you missed hour number one, as you see on the big board, Kim Strassel, Mike Huckabee joining us. And have we got a second hour for you tonight? I hope that you don't make plans on going anywhere, because the son of the president, Eric Trump, the son of President Donald J. Trump, will be joining us before we are done, and it should be a really good conversation. Can't wait to ask him about all kinds of things related to what's been going on in the administration for the last couple of days, and where things are going as we line up for the elections of 2018. Friends, they are just around the corner. It's coming up faster for Decision 18 than you can imagine, and we're going to get to that, so look forward to that. Also, over the next couple of weeks, it's going to continue to be one of those opportunities where we roll out what I want, what I'm hoping you will do in joining us for this fall. We always take the fourth quarter of the year at Radio Night Live and at Kevin McCullough Radio, my weekday show and my weekend show. And we always use these platforms to try to do something good. And if you were able to catch a little bit in the first hour tonight, as we spoke with Joel Vanderspeck, the crisis that's going on in Nigeria, where the Fulani herdsmen are riding into these Christian towns, murdering all of the Christians, killing the moms and the babies and the dads and the sons, all in the name of Islam. Friends, the people that are surviving these, the people that are fleeing that region, they need our help. And for $225 per family, which is, you're going to end up rescuing about four or five people per family, for every gift of $225, we can secure a complete family's rescue. That includes food that they need. That includes blankets and mattresses and places to sleep in a safe, guarded area where they're not out in exposed areas like they are in the outer towns, and it is going to be something that makes a huge difference, and so much so that there's a group of people that are fans of this project and fans of what we're doing that have already committed to matching every dollar you give tonight as we kind of kick it off. 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. But there's a specific group of people that live primarily in the LA area that have said we want to encourage others to do good work, and every dollar that comes in for our Christmas project, all they want for Christmas is just to live. Your kids want a long list of toys. They want you may have a certain wish list, and I don't have anything against families enjoying Christmas and doing presents for one another and all of that. I think that's a good thing, but when there are families in Nigeria who are hanging on for dear life. The government in their area has not been particularly helpful. The U.S. government has not been able to do anything because it's a sovereign country. But my friends at Christian Solidarity International not only have the safe shelters and camps set up, they have them well protected. They have food supplies now getting to those families, and they have everything that that family needs to survive until there can be some additional governmental and infrastructure reform put in place. But these Fulani herdsmen are mean people. They are killing people with machetes and with AK-47s. They are marauding towns in the middle of the night. And as I've told you about Lydia, Lydia is a little baby girl who survived because when the Fulani herdsmen came into her town, the marauders were coming to their house. She calls her husband and she says, "Stay away, they're here." And that was the last her husband ever heard from her. But then she took her baby and she wrapped her body around. And as the men came in and shot her, she absorbed the bullets and the little baby Lydia survived. And so, friends, if we could do nothing more than help Lydia, her older sister, and her father make a new start for their life in the CSI shelter, that would be tremendous. But 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. Call now and make a difference in a Nigerian family's life this Christmas. All they want for Christmas is to live. All right, time to open the ladies' lounge and welcoming her back. She is the spokeswoman for the National GOP offices out of Washington, D.C., and such a joy to have her with us. She's a Harvard Law School grad. She's on all the cable channels on a regular basis, and her name is Kaylee McEnany. Kaylee, it's wonderful to have you here. I would be remiss if I didn't immediately ask, what is the president thinking and doing, and how is he responding to the families that are in such need in North Carolina tonight?
Well, the president has done absolutely everything in his power that he can do. And, you know, you look at what his response has been, his Twitter feed, all his, you know, media outlets and ways to communicate have been just flooded with hurricane info almost, you know, minute to minute, it seems. And, you know, there are more than 1,500 Red Cross disaster workers in the area, some 80 emergency response vehicles from the Red Cross. We also know that there's been FEMA, of course, is on the ground. The National Guard has nearly 3,000 members from Guam, Hawaii, Maryland, all across the country, all there ready, willing, and able to help. And I think one of the best things the president did is, I think, more forcefully than any past president, encourage those evacuations, making the video he did. That was the best thing that he could do ahead of this, encouraging people to leave the area.
Well, and we should be learning from our mistakes in history, right? So back in New Orleans, when the hurricane came through, President Bush issued a similar, like, get out of town. But then you had state leaders and local leaders that were pretending like everything was going to be fine. And the mayor, in fact, should have released dozens of buses to pick up people that didn't have cars. And he just left them locked in a school parking lot. So if President Trump takes the extra effort to say, hey, I'm not playing with you, get out of town while the getting's good, you're going to be glad you did. He's just really a demonstration that he's committed to their well-being, and I think that's great. Hey, we all woke up this morning, Kaylee, to this bizarre and, I would say, truly dubiously intentioned actions by Dianne Feinstein as it relates to Judge and soon-to-be Justice Kavanaugh. Talk to me about this. First of all, there's a question as to whether even the claims are credible at 30 years later, and supposedly if they're both underage and whatever that could possibly mean and how that could impact him as an adult. But let's talk about timing first. She's known about this since June or July and held it until the very last minute. What? Tell us the handicap here of the score. What are we talking about?
Yeah, that's exactly right. So there was some anonymous individual who came forward to a Democratic congresswoman who was, you know, trying to make these claims that there was inappropriate behavior on the part of Judge Kavanaugh back in high school when he was a high school student. This was an anonymous person that they don't want to speak to the media. They would only speak to two Democratic elected officials, excuse me. And this has been denied by those who were around Judge Kavanaugh. 65 women came out today from his high school fame. He was never this sort of person. It's really a baseless allegation, and it was saved for the night before confirmation hearing, and it's earned Dianne Feinstein the rebuke, not just of the right, but of the left and of reporters who traditionally report from a left-leaning perspective, like Yasser Ali, who's come out and said her conduct here is unacceptable. So she's kind of gotten bipartisan rebuke from reporters from the left and from the right for her actions.
Is this just an act of desperation from senators that are having so much pressure put on them to try to kibosh this nomination with really zero options to turn to? I mean, they don't have the votes, and they don't have the votes to get the votes, and there's no way they can get the votes until after the next votes. I mean, they're so up a hole here. What is the why would she be motivated to do it unless it was just abject pressure from that really radical part of her party?
Yeah, they're desperate. They're absolutely desperate. They have no congressional means to stop this. Judge Kavanaugh was absolutely stellar in those committee hearings. So all they have is to peddle a
base. They were hard hearings to be stellar in. Like, you wanted to just, like, walk up and slap a few of those people and say, would you start acting like a grown-up, please? But he sat there and smiled and answered properly. I already had deep respect for him, but it just the esteem for him just rose in seeing how he reacted to all that silliness.
Oh, for sure. He came out as the adult in the room. And I mean, this is someone who has a career of, you know, dedicating himself to charitable work with Catholic Charities. He's had women come out from both his law school teaching days and also former clerks who have said this is someone who is not just an upstanding man, but someone who actively promoted women in the workplace to positions of power and helped them even after they left their job with the judge. So he's someone who is of the highest esteem, and this attack and slight on his character should just be condemned. It's really a low action, and I thought Spartacus was bad during the hearings, but Feinstein may take the cake after this one.
Well, let's just say one thing. This entire Democratic conference on the judiciary is about the most embarrassing I've ever seen assembled. I mean, it's really stunning just how bad they've all been, including Kamala Harris and Spartacus, as you mentioned. And it's obvious some of them want to run for president. I get that. I think Feinstein's just trying to hold on to her seat.
And she's vulnerable, like everybody else is. Alexandria Cortez, Bernie Sanders, all the extremists sucking up all the oxygen. Anyway, we continue in the Ladies' Lounge with Kayleigh McEnany, and a little bit later in the hour, Eric Trump, son of the president. It's all straight ahead on Radio Night Live.
All right, Kevin McCullough, if you're one who's 75 or older, own a life insurance policy that's $100,000 or bigger, I want you to get a pen and to write down some information. Again, you need to be 75 years of age and have a life insurance policy that exceeds $100,000. But did you know that you could convert that life insurance policy into cash right now? I'm not kidding. You can turn your life insurance policy into cold, hard cash. I know the economy can be a struggle for some. People need cash. They need it right away. Well, you can get cash right away for your life policy. If you're over 75 and have a life insurance policy of $100,000 or more, write down this number. Give these folks a call. It's all free. Stop paying the premiums. Stop paying those. Turn that policy into cash right now. Write down this number. 844-WE-BUY-75. Use the cash to pay bills, medical bills, whatever you need. Call 844-WE-BUY-75. That's 844-WE-BUY-75. Call now. Brought to you by Golden Opportunity. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've probably heard of Boko Haram, but did you know there's another group of Islamic fundamentalists in Nigeria that is just as deadly? They're called the Fulani Herdsmen, and they don't get any headlines. But while they've been making nomads of themselves, some 7.5 million of them, they've been committing about 60,000 murders a year of Christian families. Friends, today, our friends at Christian Solidarity International are asking us if you could help rescue a family of Christians from the Fulani herdsmen. There are these intentional places where we can move them to, where we can offer security, shelter, food, and most importantly, medical attention. You can just imagine the kind of wounds from bullets and from machetes that they leave when they ride down and attack a village of Christian people. But friends, right now they need our help. 888-342-1010 is the number. $225 provides shelter, medicine, and food for that family. 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
My husband's blood pressure has dropped 30 points. I've lost 8 pounds. He's lost about 20 pounds. His arthritis is gone. You guys have given me back my husband. I'd come home from work, and if he beat me home from work, he would be laying in the recliner, and I would feed him supper in his recliner and would be like really boring, pathetic old people watching TV while we ate dinner and then go to bed exhausted and wake up tired. I came home from work last night, and he was mowing the lawn. It was just, it's amazing. It's amazing. It's so amazing.
For a limited time, use discount code KMC. To receive a 50% discount on your first preferred whole health system and have it shipped to you free, call 1-800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com. Again, use discount code KMC.
Great news from MyPillow. Right now, the most unbelievable offer to get you in a completely new sleep system at the lowest price possible. It's the Bed Topper from MyPillow, new and improved with patent-pending material that helps keep your body in delta sleep and the same great internal fill that helps your body stay as still and as restful as possible. But not only that, when you buy the Bed Topper from the MyPillow people right now, you're going to get two standard MyPillows free. In addition, call right now, 800-506-2641, and use promo code KMC. You'll get 30% off the topper, and you'll get the two free pillows. That's 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, and get the bed topper with two standard MyPillows
free. That's 1-800-506-2641 and use the promo code KMC. 800-506-2641.
Of all the boys, of all the boys, boys, of all the boys, 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 of all the boys.
Well, so glad to have you with us, and so honored to have Kaylee McEnany back in the ladies' lounge. Kaylee, I was thinking during the break, you were one of the very first. People don't understand the concept of the ladies' lounge. Let me explain it in a short thumbnail here. This was the feature that we started when I was doing late nights Monday through Friday for AM 970 The Answer here in New York, and it was a late night show. We would do the breaking news of the evening. But in the later part of the show, it was always fun to get to know people on a better basis and to have these brilliant women all across the media that I felt like had so much to say and yet were not being given the amount of airtime that I felt like they deserved. And so I handpicked a number of them. That's what we called the Ladies Lounge, is where we could get together. I would actually buy them a drink. But it was fun. We had a lot of goofy conversations about personal preferences of everything from fast food. And Kaylee, I remember you're a Taco Bell girl, to football and traditions and other things. So from that point, then Kaylee became this superstar. She went and graduated from Harvard Law. And since then has been, she worked in TV punditry circles. I guess, Kaylee, you started out with the Huckabee Show, and you went when he was on Fox, and then you went over to CNN during the election cycle, and now you do all of them because your paycheck comes from your day job at the GOP as the serving as the national spokesperson for the Republican National Committee, and doing a really good job there as well. So it's kind of interesting. But, Kaylee, I want to tap into your Harvard brain for a second, because in the last couple of weeks, and we saw it again yesterday with Feinstein trying to pull this last-minute shenanigan and so forth, but it was really just an extension of what happened last week with Spartacus, Cory Booker, and all of the clownery, the buffoonery, going into the Kavanaugh confirmation hearing. Now, we're not even required to have a hearing. The fact that we do this is kind of a gentlemanly agreement that we have among senators that will give everybody a chance to ask their questions and so forth. But if Mitch McConnell wanted to call the thing up and just vote on it, he could do that without any committee having a hearing. But Kaylee, honest to goodness, the Democrats showing they don't care about law or rules, Cory Booker threatening to and then releasing classified information that the public doesn't have a chance or a right to have access to. And just willfully saying that they're going to do more of that as necessary, it really took my breath away. I've covered a lot of hearings. I've never seen anything like this. What did you make of it?
Yeah, it's really breathtaking. I mean, to see Cory Booker out there saying, "I am Spartacus." Well, Spartacus had a massive fail yesterday when he lied to the American public, saying he's willing to be censured and expelled from the Senate to release these documents, when in fact, they were cleared all along. So this is obstruction. We've always said the Democrats are the party of obstruct and resist. Well, that was clear yesterday, and they were caught in their lie. Cory Booker was. So great job auditioning for 2020 to show the American public that you're willing to defeat them.
Yeah, I actually think he's pretty much shot his 2020 chances, because I'm thinking, if I'm a Democratic donor, and hear me out on this, the lack of sophistication with which he even approached the issue. Like, there is just nothing there that looked presidential to me at all. And if I'm someone that's even thinking, you know, I want to support someone in the primary race of that year, I'm like, yeah, no thanks. And I think in large measure, Kamala Harris has kind of injured herself in the same way. Am I alone in thinking that?
I think there's no doubt. And you ask yourself, why are they doing this? Well, it's pretty clear why they're doing it, because you see the Democratic Party lurch towards socialism. They're electing Ocasio-Cortez brand leftists. They have to do something to compete with that. That's why you're seeing them yell out on the Senate floor. That's why you're seeing them use their microphone to essentially filibuster Republicans very loudly with these protests. And it's really funny to watch Cory Booker say, "Let me pause for a moment." And then all of a sudden, protesters erupted. Yeah. So it's almost as if it was coordinated. Many of these protesters were paid. We have three doctors from Texas telling us that. So, I mean, it's obstruct and resist, and they're having to compete with the socialists in their party and 2020 debates, they're going to be really fun to watch. They're going to look a lot like what we saw yesterday.
Switch hats for a second, Kaylee. How good of a lawyer is Kavanaugh, and how deep have his answers been based on some of the more substantive questions that people like Cruz and Lee and Sass and some of those guys have actually put forward to him as an attorney? Put your attorney hat on. How good is he as a lawyer?
Oh, he was exquisite. His arguments were well grounded. He had, you know, almost encyclopedic knowledge of the issues.
That's,
you know,
what blew me away. He was like, no, that wasn't that case. That was this case over here. And he could like it's all in his brain. Like, he didn't even have to look at notes.
Yeah, it's incredible, his intelligence, to be able to recall case law, case names, the years that they were decided, and just, you know, a kind of aside here, but when he called out his daughter's basketball team, he was able to name off every single one of the little girls and the grade that they were in. So this guy is someone who, you know, he really knows his stuff, not just in the law. You can just tell he's a smart, measured, well-reasoned individual, so no surprise he gets the endorsement of the American Bar Association and a liberal Yale law professor, Akil Amar, who will testify on his behalf.
Yeah, actually, more than just one. But, he's really done well. In fact, I would be willing to bet that I bet Elena Kagan would give him an endorsement. She hired him once before. Let's switch gears a little bit. The other big thing this week is this ridiculous op-ed that I think was written by some sort of lower level New York Times editorial writer, not anybody in the White House. But what is the feeling and thinking now that all of the major cabinet secretaries and executives within the White House have all put some sort of official denial in front of the American people? What's the thinking on where this goes?
Well, as you said, it's either a completely fake news source, anonymous source that's not really a source, but a New York Times writer, or a lower-level person who claims the title senior administration official. But what's very clear is that this individual's a coward. There's simply no doubt about it. He calls himself in the op-ed an unsung hero, but he is nothing. He or she is nothing but a coward. I know the New York Times said it was a he, but that lends me to believe it's likely a she, as the president noted, just to throw everyone off of his or her tracks. So, you know, we'll see. I know they're trying to find this individual. It's not fair to the American people to have someone actively working against the agenda that was elected overwhelmingly in the 2016 election.
Well, and when you have that following on the heels of a fake news book from Mr. Woodward, and Woodward's gotten worse over the years. I really do think since Watergate on, he's just lost a little bit of credibility with every project. But this is bad. It looked like all secondhand sourcing. Nobody was on the record that was the actual source. And after those four just, you know, gut punches of denial saying, no, we're not, this isn't even close to being true. There's a lot of people. You know, here's the thing, Kaylee. It doesn't matter if the op-ed was written by someone who was part of the administration or the New York Times or not. You look at Woodward, CNN, the Times op-ed, the bad behavior in the Senate. There is a deep state. It's all around us. You can see it with your eyeballs. They are trying every single day to take away the president the American people elected. And it's about time that we go send a message in this election.
No doubt. They told us the deep state didn't exist, and then we got proof of it in the pages of the New York Times, an admission of the deep state. So it's incredible to watch, and deep state exists. It's real.
It totally is. And Kaylee McEnany, you're real. Really doing a good job. Have a great weekend, lady. Coming up next, well, a little bit later on in the hour anyway, the son of President Donald J. Trump, Eric Trump, joining us. Kevin McCullough, Radio Night Live. Don't change that dial.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you're one who's 75 or older, own a life insurance policy that's $100,000 or bigger, I want you to get a pen and to write down some information. Again, you need to be 75 years of age and have a life insurance policy that exceeds $100,000. But did you know that you could convert that life insurance policy into cash right now? I'm not kidding. You can turn your life insurance policy into cold, hard cash. I know the economy can be a struggle for some. People need cash. They need it right away. Well, you can get cash right away for your life policy. If you're over 75 and have a life insurance policy of $100,000 or more, write down this number. Give these folks a call. It's all free. Stop paying the premiums. Stop paying those. Turn that policy into cash right now. Write down this number. 844 844-
We Buy 75. Use the cash to pay bills, medical bills, whatever you need. Call 844-WEBUY-75. That's 844-WEBUY-75. Call now. Brought to you by Golden Opportunity. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've probably heard of Boko Haram, but did you know there's another group of Islamic fundamentalists in Nigeria that is just as deadly? They're called the Fulani Herdsmen, and they don't get any headlines. But while they've been making nomads of themselves, some 7.5 million of them, they've been committing about 60,000 murders a year of Christian families. Friends, today, our friends at Christian Solidarity International are asking us if you could help rescue a family of Christians from the Fulani herdsmen. There are these intentional places where we can move them to, where we can offer security, shelter, food, and most importantly, medical attention. You can just imagine the kind of wounds from bullets and from machetes that they leave when they ride down and attack a village of Christian people. But friends, right now they need our help. 888-342-1010 is the number. $225 provides shelter, medicine, and food for that family. 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
My husband's blood pressure has dropped 30 points. I've lost 8 pounds. He's lost about 20 pounds. His arthritis is gone. You guys have given me back my husband. I'd come home from work, and if he beat me home from work, he would be laying in the recliner, and I would feed him supper in his recliner and would be like really boring, pathetic old people watching TV while we ate dinner and then go to bed exhausted and wake up tired. I came home from work last night, and he was mowing the lawn. It was just, it's amazing. It's amazing. It's so amazing.
For a limited time, use discount code KMC. To receive a 50% discount on your first preferred whole health system and have it shipped to you free, call 1-800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com. Again, use discount code KMC.
Great news from MyPillow. Right now, the most unbelievable offer to get you in a completely new sleep system at the lowest price possible. It's the Bed Topper from MyPillow, new and improved with patent-pending material that helps keep your body in delta sleep and the same great internal fill that helps your body stay as still and as restful as possible. But not only that, when you buy the Bed Topper from the MyPillow people right now, you're going to get two standard MyPillows free. In addition, call right now, 800-506-2641, and use promo code KMC. You'll get 30% off the topper, and you'll get the two free pillows. That's 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, and get the Bed Topper with two standard MyPillows free. That's 1-800-506-2641, and use the promo code KMC, 800-506-2641.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. Always fun to have Kaylee McEnany hanging out. And coming up in our next segment, the president's son, Eric Trump, son of President Donald J. Trump, will be joining me, and I look forward to that conversation. I've got a lot I want to ask him about as we're getting close to the 2018 elections. And, of course, I think he's already working on the 2020 campaign for his dad. But, you know, the thing about Kaylee is that she and I are simpatico on so many things. First of all, she loves football as much as any red-blooded American girl does. And so we used to talk about the NFL all the time. She's follow her conscience in a very self-deprecating way. She's not followed the NFL over the last couple of years. And that's been, you know, I would think that's hard for somebody that enjoys it. But we also have this common affiliation for Taco Bell. And this week, the most bizarre thing I think maybe ever, there was a story that indicated that Taco Bell had been named America's best Mexican restaurant. Now, I know I'm a little bit of a food snob because I live in the New York City area, and on a regular basis, I will take the lovely bride and we will go to the city. We'll hire a babysitter. We will get dressed up. We will go eat at one of the world's best restaurants, and New York City has dozens of them that literally are in the top 100. We like that. We enjoy that. And we've had some really outstanding Mexican food at places that are, you know, very, very high end and high caliber. Now, I understand that not everybody has a chance to go to those kinds of places. So I can appreciate that where maybe a more pedestrian style Mexican food place might be named the best Mexican food in America, it might be the case. But I would not have thought that Taco Bell would have been the place. And I just have to say that, saying this, I love Taco Bell. In fact, one of the downsides of having some of my gallbladder issues over the last couple of months is that I can't eat as much fat anymore. You have to really watch things that have sour cream, cheese, and ground beef in them, which makes me sad because that means Taco Bell's off the list completely for me now for the foreseeable future. But I'm still blown away that people would say it's the best Mexican food in America. Just defied a little bit of credulity. But then there's this other story that's making news about Taco Bell today. A video of an argument with a Taco Bell employee in Hialeah, Florida, I think is how you say it. Hialeah, Florida, happened on Wednesday night. And it has unleashed a wave of indignation across Twitter and social media. It happened about, what time was this? It happened at the drive-thru on Wednesday evening when Alexandria Montgomery was trying to place an order in English at the Taco Bell drive-thru window at 785 East 9th Street in Hialeah. The employee that was on the other side of that microphone,
yes, can I have your order, please? I'd like
that thing. The employee on the other side.
No hables. No hable inglés. No hable inglés.
Kept telling the woman in the drive-thru that she would not take her order because she wasn't speaking Spanish. The video got uploaded Thursday night. The woman in the car asks, do you have a manager here? The employee, replying in Spanish in a dismissive tone, indicates she is in her house sleeping. There was no one else to take the order, the employee claimed. Then the employee says in Spanish again, honey, I have a car behind you and closed the window. Can you move, please? I have an order behind you. There is no one who speaks English here at the Taco Bell in Florida. This is Hialeah. I'm sorry, she says in Spanish. Two other Taco Bell workers approached the drive-thru window when they heard the altercation. Apparently, they did not try to help the client. No more, papi, the clerk said to a man who was in the car with Montgomery and was trying to argue that they were in the United States. Finally, they had to leave without being able to place an order. It took place Wednesday night around 10:30. The woman contacted the manager after explaining to her what had happened. All she did was apologize and say thank you, and the call was disconnected. The Taco Bell Corporation told Nuevo Herald in Florida, this does not meet our customer service expectations. You think? We've worked quickly to resolve with the customer to ensure that this doesn't happen again. In an update Montgomery made hours later, she added that Luisa, the Taco Bell employee, identified herself, had been fired. And the individual no longer worked there.
No hablé inglés. No hablé inglés. Taco Bell, yo te quiero.
Some days, man. And you wonder why Donald Trump had such great success with a little phrase called Make America Great Again. Coming up, Eric Trump next.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you're one who's 75 or older, own a life insurance policy that's 100 grand or bigger, I want you to get a pen and to write down some information. Again, you need to be 75 years of age and have a life insurance policy that exceeds $100,000. But did you know that you could convert that life insurance policy into cash right now? I'm not kidding. You can turn your life insurance policy into cold, hard cash. I know the economy can be a struggle for some. People need cash. They need it right away. Well, you can get cash right away for your life policy. If you're over 75 and have a life insurance policy of $100,000 or more, write down this number. Give these folks a call. It's all free. Stop paying the premiums. Stop paying those. Turn that policy into cash right now. Write down this number, 844-WE-BUY-75. Use the cash to pay bills, medical bills, whatever you need. Call 844-WE-BUY-75. That's 844-WE-BUY-75. Call now. Brought to you by Golden Opportunity. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've probably heard of Boko Haram, but did you know there's another group of Islamic fundamentalists in Nigeria that is just as deadly? They're called the Fulani Herdsmen, and they don't get any headlines. But while they've been making nomads of themselves, some 7.5 million of them, they've been committing about 60,000 murders a year of Christian families. Friends, today, our friends at Christian Solidarity International are asking us if you could help rescue a family of Christians from the Fulani herdsmen. There are these intentional places where we can move them to, where we can offer security, shelter, food, and most importantly, medical attention. You can just imagine the kind of wounds from bullets and from machetes that they leave when they ride down and attack a village of Christian people. But friends, right now they need our help. 888-342-1010 is the number. $225 provides shelter, medicine, and food for that family. 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
My husband's blood pressure has dropped 30 points. I've lost 8 pounds. He's lost about 20 pounds. His arthritis is gone. You guys have given me back my husband. I'd come home from work, and if he beat me home from work, he would be laying in the recliner, and I would feed him supper in his recliner and would be like really boring, pathetic old people watching TV while we ate dinner and then go to bed exhausted and wake up tired. I came home from work last night, and he was mowing the lawn. It was just, it's amazing. It's amazing. It's so amazing.
For a limited time, use discount code KMC. To receive a 50% discount on your first preferred whole health system and have it shipped to you free, call 1-800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com. Again, use discount code KMC.
Great news from MyPillow. Right now, the most unbelievable offer to get you in a completely new sleep system at the lowest price possible. It's the Bed Topper from MyPillow, new and improved with patent-pending material that helps keep your body in delta sleep and the same great internal fill that helps your body stay as still and as restful as possible. But not only that, when you buy the Bed Topper from the MyPillow people right now, you're going to get two standard MyPillows free. In addition, call right now, 800-506-2641, and use promo code KMC. You'll get 30% off the topper, and you'll get the two free pillows. That's 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, and get the bed topper with two standard MyPillows free. That's 1-800-506-2641, and use the promo code KMC, 800-506-2641.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. We've got so much yet to come, and I'm really excited. I've been promoting it all night, and here we are. It is time to introduce our special guest for the evening. And just before I do, I just want to say thank you to the good people at MyPillow. Mike Lindell, the inventor, the originator of MyPillow, is making, to my knowledge, the most important offer he's ever made to you as someone who needs better sleep. Because he's taken two of the technologies that radically changed our sleep in the McCullough House, and he's packaged them together in one special. And when you get this, you're going to get the main item at 35% off. You're going to get free shipping, and you're going to get two free pillows to go with it, two standard MyPillows. But the bed topper is what I'm talking about. And when we got ours, we were pregnant with our third, who now just turned three and started her ballet class this week. I mean, it's just so hard to believe how fast time goes by. But he had just come out with it, and he said, Kev, You know, the lovely bride is pregnant. I'd love her to use the bed topper and to see how much this could improve her sleep. And when she went on it the first night, she was like, I wish I had had this for all three pregnancies. It would have made the pregnancies so much more enjoyable. And you know how uncomfortable pregnancy can be if you've ever been pregnant. But anyway, tonight, if you use my promo code and 800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, 800-506-2641, 800-506-2641, Mike's going to take 35% off the bed topper. He's going to give you two complimentary standard pillows, and he's going to ship it to you at no cost on the shipping. It's just going to be, but you got to use my promo code, KMC, Kevin McCullough, KMC, when you call 800-506-2641. My next guest is the son of President Donald J. Trump. He is Eric Trump. And Eric, we are honored to have you with us at Radio Night Live. Thanks for being here.
Kevin, it's great to be here.
What is it like inside the Trump family dinners right now as these elections are approaching? I mean, we're less than 60 days away, and if Maxine Waters and Nancy Pelosi gets to pull the light switch over in the House, it is really it could be really problematic for your dad's administration going forward. What is the discussion around the dinner table about this election that's less than 60 days away now?
Well, listen, I don't, you know, they talk about Maxine Waters. I don't think they have any message. I don't think they have any clear message, right? I mean, right now, they're flailing in the wind. We have the greatest economy this country's ever seen. We have 4.2% GDP growth, which is unheard of. We've got the lowest unemployment this country's ever had at 3.9% unemployment, the lowest African-American unemployment, the lowest female unemployment, the lowest Hispanic unemployment. You have 3% wage growth. It's the first time the wages have gone up in 16 years in this nation. You have the largest tax decreases, you know, meaning tax cuts,
right,
in the history of the country. You have markets, the Dow, the NASDAQ, you know, they're breaking record highs every day. People's 401ks are going through the roof. You've got 4 million people off of food stamps. I mean, I can keep on going and going and going. And then you look at their message, right? I mean, what is their message? Their message is, let's raise taxes,
yeah, exactly,
and undermine all this economic growth that we have for the first time in a very long time as a country. Let's attack law enforcement, some of the bravest men and women there are out there, and let's ban plastic straws. And those messages aren't, I mean, they're not going to work, Kevin. I mean, they're not going to work. I mean, look at consumer confidence right now. Look at how many jobs are coming back into America. You know, look at the manufacturing coming back into this country. Look at, you know, look at what's happening with these great trade deals with China, right? I mean, our markets are at record highs. You know, China is down 21% this year. They're, right, you know, the worst performing major, you know, industry in the world. We are doing unbelievable by every account. And, you know, here you have Maxine Waters talking about, let's impeach Trump, let's impeach Pence, let's impeach everybody. You know, that's not a message that wins. I mean, it's just not a message.
I don't think that it is. And sadly, I don't think that most of the American people do. But the unfair thing about what's happening in 60 days is that between now and then, nearly every media outlet in Manhattan here, nearly every newspaper editorial page in most big cities, and every Democrat on every ticket up and down the ballot are going to be talking about things that don't matter. And they're going to obsess. They're going to suck all the oxygen out of the room talking about this stuff when everything you just listed. The real message here is, look, if you elect them, you undo everything that Eric just said. So
I think the markets would crash. You know, it's amazing. I'll never forget reading the New York Times. You know, my father during the campaign would come out and say, you know, my greatest, you know, goal as a president is to have over 3% GDP growth, you know, every term I'm in office. I think I can do it. In fact, I think I can do much better. But that'd be my greatest goal, because America would be back economically if we could have greater than 3%. The New York Times, the LA Times, all these newspapers, all these pundits came out, you know, wishful thinking. Candidate Trump is crazy if he thinks that the U.S. can achieve 3% GDP growth. We're at 4.2. We're at 4.1%. They actually have to revise it upward because it's better. Many of the analysts on the street right now think that GDP growth is going to be in the high fours next quarter, right? Our economy is booming. They were laughing at him when he said that he thought he could get over 3% GDP growth. And And now none of them even talk about it. And that's how disingenuous the system is.
Well, if I remember correctly, his predecessor, and I just wrote a column about this on Sunday, I really do think that this election is pitching two people that aren't on the ballot. It's one, President Trump, whose policies are all at play. And it's the previous president, President Obama, who's now gone on the campaign trail and is trying to say about how great everything was during his day. But, Eric, I saw the statistic. It blew me away. In 8 years, President Obama never presided over one day, not one day in 8 years, did the market set a new high during 8 years of his administration. Under your dad's first 600 days, 99 of the 600 days have been all-time highs for a market of some sort. One day a week, basically, since he's been in office, they have hit an all-time high. Again, you can choose progress or you can choose regression, but I think people would be silly to go that way. Let me ask you this. I've noticed that your dad has gotten out earlier on the trail than most Republican presidents do. A lot of Republican presidents don't even campaign in the midterms, but he's gone out. Is he going to keep up this pace or maybe even slightly increase it as we get closer to November 7th?
There's no question. I mean, he's a machine. First of all, he likes to be out there. He likes to be in front of people. He does very well talking to the people. And, you know, everybody, you hear all these pundits, they often say, you know, Trump has to give up Twitter. And I laugh at them. I mean, why? So you can filter his message through your little medians? I mean, that can't work. I mean, my father likes to go out there and he likes to talk directly to people. And quite frankly, if everything got filtered through today's media, the coastal media, no one could win, meaning right. You didn't have a loud enough voice that you could go out there and you could speak directly to the masses. And I think it's one of the things that he's done, you know, tremendously well. And
I don't think there's any doubt about that, Eric. Hey, hold that thought. We are speaking with the son of President Donald J. Trump. Eric Trump is with us. Honored to have him. And we're going to I want to ask you about some of those things when we come back.
All right, Kevin McCullough, if you're one who's 75 or older, own a life insurance policy that's 100 grand or bigger, I want you to get a pen and to write down some information. Again, you need to be 75 years of age and have a life insurance policy that exceeds $100,000. But did you know that you could convert that life insurance policy into cash right now? I'm not kidding. You can turn your life insurance policy into cold, hard cash. I know the economy can be a struggle for some. People need cash. They need it right away. Well, you can get cash right away for your life policy. If you're over 75 and have a life insurance policy of $100,000 or more, write down this number. Give these folks a call. It's all free. Stop paying the premiums. Stop paying those. Turn that policy into cash right now. Write down this number. 844-WE-BUY-75. Use the cash to pay bills, medical bills, whatever you need. Call 844-WE-BUY-75. That's 844-WE-BUY-75. Call now. Brought to you by Golden Opportunity. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've probably heard of Boko Haram, but did you know there's another group of Islamic fundamentalists in Nigeria that is just as deadly? They're called the Fulani herdsmen, and they don't get any headlines. But while they've been making nomads of themselves, some 7.5 million of them, they've been committing about 60,000 murders a year of Christian families. Friends, today, our friends at Christian Solidarity International are asking us if you could help rescue a family of Christians from the Fulani herdsmen. There are these intentional places where we can move them to, where we can offer security, shelter, food, and most importantly, medical attention. You can just imagine the kind of wounds from bullets and from machetes that they leave when they ride down and attack a village of Christian people. But friends, right now they need our help. 888-342-1010 is the number. $225 provides shelter, medicine, and food for that family. 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
My husband's blood pressure has dropped 30 points. I've lost 8 pounds. He's lost about 20 pounds. His arthritis is gone. You guys have given me back my husband. I'd come home from work, and if he beat me home from work, he would be laying in the recliner, and I would feed him supper in his recliner and would be like really boring, pathetic old people watching TV while we ate dinner and then go to bed exhausted and wake up tired. I came home from work last night, and he was mowing the lawn. It was just, it's amazing. It's amazing. It's so amazing.
For a limited time, use discount code KMC. To receive a 50% discount on your first preferred whole health system and have it shipped to you free, call 1-800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com Again, use discount code KMC.
All right, Kevin McCullough, I'm so honored to have the son of President Donald J. Trump joining us tonight, Eric Trump, who is busy running his father's companies and doing things in the private sector on behalf of his dad while his dad is running the free world by extension, but at least the United States of America as president. And Eric, it's a real honor. Thanks for taking time out of your Saturday to be with us. Let me just go back to something you were talking about in the last segment, and that is that your dad has to use the media tools that he has at his disposal. And some would say it's very similar to Reagan. Reagan used TV and radio as kind of a more personal way of getting to the people and past the masses. They've discovered how to kibosh that now. But he uses Twitter that way. And I would say if he wasn't doing it, we wouldn't know about a lot of the great stuff that's happening that doesn't make it to the front page. Is that more or less fair thing to say?
You know, he has to. I mean, no one talks, Kevin. You know, one of the things that he's really passionate about, that my sister's really passionate about, that Jared's really passionate about, prison reform. Never been touched, right? I mean, it's a broken system. It's never been touched. No one talks about what they're doing to reform the prison system and you know, how beneficial that can be to society. No one's talking about the opioid crisis that they're fighting, you know, every single day. No one talks about, meaning when I talk about the media, you know, the fact that ISIS, when he came into office, there was 45,000 roughly, that's what they estimate, ISIS fighters in the world. They say there's less than 1,000 today. I mean, he's all but decimated ISIS. You know, he took the handcuffs off the military and let them do what they do best. And for all intents and purposes, you know, they're gone. And I think it's especially, you know, fitting, you know, a day after 9/11 to mention that.
Right, absolutely.
Believe me, these people are savages and they want to do much more of that. I mean, it's amazing. They never want to talk about these, but yet, you know, an Omarosa can come out with some sensational book because she wants to put 3 cents in her pocket, you know, and it will be headline news every single night. And that's the, you know, injustice in the system. You know, you had a lot of people who got it wrong. They called it wrong. The New York Times said that he had a 1% chance of winning on Election Day. They got it wrong, and they doubled down, and they doubled down again, and they doubled down again. And, you know, the Maxine Waters come out and say, let's impeach. You've got the scope of Joe Scarborough saying that, you know, Trump is worse than 9/11. I mean, you have all these insane comments, and people are sick and tired of it, and
yeah,
I'm telling you,
it's going to
backfire. I mean, it's going to backfire on them.
Well, it's interesting because I think the Democrats are kind of schizophrenic in what they're dealing with right now because they don't know what their party wants to be. They don't know if their union blue-collar workers in the Rust Belt or if they're extreme socialists living in the New York suburbs. And I know one thing. Those union households that are blue-collar workers whose production plants have reopened, whose manufacturing plants have reopened, whose jobs have returned, that your dad won in Michigan and Minnesota and Wisconsin and Pennsylvania and Ohio and North Carolina, and he wasn't supposed to, I know that those people aren't that impressed with Bernie Sanders and the socialist message and what that end of the Democratic Party wants to be. So I think the more he gets out there and backs these people, I don't see any blue wave coming. In fact, at work, first, I think it's a blue trickle, but I think that there's a good possibility that you guys hold both houses, and we're going to be talking about it right up to the very end. Eric, I'm so grateful for you stopping by. Please come back anytime here at Kevin McCullough Radio, standing invitation.
Yeah, thanks so much, Kevin, for the friendship, and I will be back often. I can't wait.
We can't either. It's Kevin McCullough. I can't wait to see you next week on Radio Night Live. See you then.